Hello again. Ian Cottier here for the last time in 2025, a year that seems to have simply hurtled by. But as always, it's my pleasure to invite you to Time for Brass, and as there's only a couple of days to go till Hogmanay, I thought that for the benefit of our neighbours to the north, a programme of music on Scottish themes and by Scottish bands might just be the ticket. So, starting with something from the classical repertoire, here's something very Scottish and very evocative of sea, wind and seabirds calling. Yes, although the composer was a German on holiday, Felix Mendelssohn caught the atmosphere perfectly in his Hebrides overture.
Thank you.
So, to get tonight's programme underway, a Scottish band, CWS Glasgow, and a Scottish overture. And as we've got tonight's selection off to such a great start, let's continue with the same band, Scottish Co-op, with another very evocative work, not so much painting musical pictures, but creating an evocative atmosphere, with Hamish McCune's tone poem, The Land of the Mountain and the Flood. And if you were, as I was, a telly watcher 30-odd years ago, you'll probably recall this as the theme music to the legal drama series Sutherland's Law.
Thank you. Thank you.
that was the land of the mountain and the flood. A little over 20 years ago, Philip Spark was commissioned to compose a major work to form Yorkshire Building Society's part in the 2002 European Championships Gala Concert. The result was a seven-movement suite called Hymn of the Highlands, a work not intended to be especially descriptive, but evocative of Scottish identity, particularly in its use of the band's soloists. Here are two of the seven movements: Flowerdale, featuring soprano soloist Peter Roberts, and the finale, Dundonald, an acknowledgement of Scotland's martial and often violent past.
Thank you.
Hymn of the Highlands, or at least two of Philip Sparks' seven movements. The band was Yorkshire Building Society. If not exactly film music as such, rather a creative use of James Horner's original theme, here is For the Love of a Princess from the film Braveheart.
Thank you.
And from a modern and quite questionable take on the Scottish history, and particularly William Wallace, Time for Brass goes to a familiar and much-loved folk melody as Scottish Co-op's trombone soloist brings us Adrian Drover's arrangement of Annie Laurie. Now, if you want to hear nationalistic enthusiasm, you only have to go and hear the sing-song at Cardiff Arms Park or Twickenham, or in this case, Hampden Park, Scotland, and listen to the way national songs play their part in urging the teams on. With that in mind, it would be unthinkable to have a programme on the threshold of Hogmanay without Flower of Scotland, which, recently composed, almost became a national hymn. And then music from a film that underscores love of land and community, as an American oil executive is beguiled by the land and its inhabitants to defeat a plan to build an oil terminal in an area of outstanding beauty. music from the film Local Hero. Well, we're getting on towards the end of the programme now, but there are a couple of tracks it would be wrong for us to miss out, as well as one that, depending on your point of view, presents Scotland in a quite different light. First, another of those would be sacrilege not to play in any programme that showcases aspects of the nation and its people. The irony is that it was written by two young Germans. Yes, Highland Cathedral, complete with bagpipes. And then, a quite different side of the nation, composed by Scotsman Alan Fernie. It's called All Night Hooley in Glebe Street.
Thank you.
And that was All Night Hooli on Glebe Street by Alan Fernie, and the band was Russian Silver. And that, I'm afraid, is the last from me, not only for tonight, but for the year. Yes, the last Time for Brass of 2025. Also, I can't possibly close tonight without the very best of good wishes to you and yours from me and mine. May 2026 bring you good health, happiness, love, and all the good things your hearts desire. Cheerio till next year. Good night.